something pretty monumental happened very quietly last month. A new hybrid electric airplane made by California-based Ampere flew from Kahului to Hana and back again on a single charge. It's the first time such a plane has completed a demonstration flight on an actual airline flight. Ampere, which has been part of the Hawaii Startup Accelerator Program, Elemental Accelerator, and its hybrid electric plane, will continue its one-month demonstration with Mokulele Airlines. Stan Little, CEO of Southern Airways, praised the flight. The company acquired Mokulele last year and continued the experimental partnership with Ampere and Elemental Accelerator.
The partnership, I think, is something that will continue well into the future. In addition to test flying the aircraft in Hawaii in 2020, we intend to be the first airline to put the aircraft in service, possibly as early as 2022 or 2023, so that Mokulele Airlines passengers are the first passengers in the world to fly on a hybrid electric aircraft in a commercial capacity. You know, as with all airlines here at Southern and Mokulele, the cost of fuel is one of our biggest expenses, and it's poised to only go higher in the future. So as we look for different areas where we can control costs and lower the price for the consumer, cutting the cost of fuel and power is a much greater option for us than trying to control other costs like labor and infrastructure. And that's where the partnership with Ampere and Elemental Accelerator really makes the difference for airlines like Southern and Mokulele. We intend to be the first in the country to put passengers on hybrid electric aircraft. And these guys are leading the technology revolution in that sphere. So this partnership is really critical, not just to our competitive advantage, but to our success going against the major airlines moving forward.
Bree Soku is the product manager at Ampere. He spoke with the Conversation's Jason Ubai about the company and what its test flight means for the aviation industry.
So Ampere is one of the leading electrification companies in the world. We are upgrading aircraft from their conventional configuration to hybrid, and eventually we will be moving into the full electrification of aircraft and having them operate globally. What we're doing in Hawaii is a world first. We are operating on a commercial route between Kahului Airport and Hana with the support of Elemental Accelerator and our other project partner, Mokulele Airlines.
Can you tell me about the demonstration route that you're doing with Mokulele Airlines on Maui?
So we chose the Kahului to Hana route for a couple reasons. One, it's a short route. I believe it's only 28 miles or so, and it takes about 12 to 15 minutes to fly that route. So it's a nice short route to demonstrate our hybrid electric technology. It's also a route that's kind of the same island. So from a logistics perspective, it's pretty easy as this is still an experimental platform. So we are not allowed to take paying passengers on this aircraft, but I did get the chance to fly with our test pilot to Hana and also all over Maui, and it was a beautiful flight, nice and easy, and we also burned a lot less fuel than a normal aircraft would.
And how often is it running?
So we're shooting for a daily cadence of operations that's shooting for at least one round trip, most often two round trips a day between Kahului Airport and Hana Airport. So our test pilot, Justin Gillen, is doing a fantastic job of keeping the aircraft maintained and flying that route. You might have seen the aircraft over the coastline on the way to Hana.
Cool. And can you tell me a bit more about the airplane? I guess, well, how is it, looking at it, how would it be different from one of Mokulele's normal airplanes?
So this aircraft, in its conventional configuration, has kind of two piston engines. What we've done is we removed the front piston engine and put in our electric propulsion system. So it's an electric motor, some control electronics, and then it has a battery on the underside of the aircraft, protected by kind of a pod, an aero-optimized pod. For this configuration, it burns roughly half the amount of fuel. Now, we are working with Mokulele Airlines to explore how to electrify their planes that they operate inter-island. That's the Cessna 208 Caravan. So that particular model only has one large propeller, one large combustion engine, and we're exploring ways to make that hybrid.
Okay. As far as on-the-ground operations, what had to be modified or changed to accommodate your airplane?
Right. So for this aircraft, the Electric Eel, that's what we call the upgraded Cessna 337 Skymaster. For this aircraft, it requires charging on the ground. So we did have to work with the airport and had conversations with Hawaiian Electric Company about the infrastructure that was available at the airport. Eventually, we were able to get some high-level power to the hangar where we're storing this aircraft at. And that was enough to be able to charge the aircraft in between flights, and it takes about 30 minutes to charge. So some minor infrastructure upgrades to support this project demonstration. Some of the things that we're doing is exploring with the airport, with Mokulele Airlines, with the utilities, about how to install infrastructure to support electric aircraft in the future. But for now, what we're considering is an architecture for Mokulele's planes that would initially be infrastructure independent. So they wouldn't need, you know, a fast charging station at the airport to be able to operate. But they still would be hybrid and they would still burn less fuel than the traditional aircraft. Our goal is to get this technology into the market quickly and safely, you know, to be able to carry passengers and make sure that is certified. So that takes a lot of effort, and kind of our strategy is to kind of remove any barriers of entry into that market. And infrastructure has, you know, been a large kind of barrier even for ground electric vehicles. You know, we've heard of challenges getting charging stations, you know, installed all over the world in certain areas. So we want to be mindful of bringing the economic benefit to our potential customers and the environmental benefits to communities around these airports.
What have been the big lessons you've learned so far from this demonstration?
A lot of the things that we've learned over the course of this project demonstration so far, you know, has dealt with infrastructure, working with the airports to figure out and, you know, exactly where we can charge the electric infrastructure that's available at the airport, and building, again, that plan to electrify airports in the future. Second has been working with Mokulele Airlines. We've had some of their pilots fly our plane to understand kind of what the impact is for the airline operationally, as well as things like charge time and turnaround times that, you know, are key for their operations. So working on different fronts with different stakeholders, really to bring this technology to market, we're learning quite a bit.
What do you see in the future for your company, both here in Hawaii and nationally?
In Hawaii, we are looking at working with Mokulele Airlines and Southern Airways for them to be one of our launch customers for a hybrid version of their plane. So we're hoping to, in the next few years, to be back in Hawaii with certified aircrafts that, you know, the flying public can buy tickets on. And that certification would unlock, you know, a bunch of other operators and opportunity for Ampere to introduce those kinds of airplanes all over the U.S. and eventually all over the world. So within a few years, you know, hybrid electric aviation should be pretty widespread.
As far as a passenger, what will be the difference flying with a hybrid than the current technology right now?
All right. So with the hybrid aircraft, and even with kind of experiences with the ground EVs, you know, the Teslas, even some of the hybrids, the Priuses, for example, that they're quieter. So for the passenger inside the aircraft, you do get a much quieter experience. So that's one of the big changes that passengers can expect to see. It's also a smoother flight. So, you know, pits and engines create a lot of vibration in the cabin. So there's a little bit less of that when it comes to the hybrid electric flight.
Can you tell me more about the company's next steps?
Sure. So Ampere's next steps is to scale this technology to larger planes. I mentioned the 9-passenger plane that Mokubele currently flies, and also a 19-passenger plane as well that we would call the Eco Otter SX. The range of these planes would be, you know, sufficient to fly any route that Mokulele currently flies, and, you know, upwards of 200 to 300 miles as well. So we're really looking at scaling the technology upwards and providing these benefits to more and more communities.
That was Brees Zoku, product manager at Amp Air, speaking with the Conversation's Jason Ubai about its flight demonstration from Kahului to Hana using a hybrid electric-powered airplane. Amp Air has been part of the Hawaii Startup Accelerator Program, Elemental Accelerator.